Can't you sense it?
He watched as Kenobi took a deep breath, reaching out into the Force. His eyebrows rose as he experienced what Voss could feel. Puzzlement flitted across his bearded face, and he looked at Voss curiously. Why not?
Here, the dark side belongs to the Night Sisters, and we are returning one of their own. I don't know how I know it, but I do.
I believe you, Kenobi said simply. Voss felt a rush of gratitude. They stepped into the cool shadows, walking between pillars carved with the likenesses of strong women. Voss remembered what he had felt the first time he had entered. He had been chasing Ventress with anger in his heart. Now, there was only sorrow, an aching sense of loss that he knew would diminish over time, but never completely leave him. And he didn't want it to. Strange as it was, he understood there was grace and strength in this pain, a reminder of what should never be forgotten.
I never expected to find beauty on Dathomir, Kenobi admitted, as they stepped fully into the cavern that had housed the village of Ventress's kin.
She was beautiful, Voss said quietly.
They walked to a fissure in the flat stone that contained a dark, still pool. Unlike the luminous blue pools that provided much of the cavern's illumination, the pools that had once housed the ancient sleeper, the water of this one, if water it truly was utterly black. No breath of wind or movement of creature disturbed its mirror-like surface. Different levels carved into the stone served as steps. Voss placed both hands on the coffin. Now that it had come time to let her go, he realized that it would take everything in him to do so.
I can give you some privacy, if you'd like, Kenobi offered.
Thanks. I think I'd like to be alone with her for a little bit.
Kenobi shifted uncomfortably.
I will have to keep you
in sight, I know,
Voss said.
And I understand why. It's all right.
He wasn't angry. Leaving him alone in a place steeped in the dark side was not something Kenobi or the Council could permit. Not yet. One day, perhaps. Kenobi nodded and gave a sad smile before striding a few meters away.
Voss turned again to the coffin. Then, steeling himself, he opened it.
Ventress had been put into stasis shortly after her death and been prepared respectfully at the temple. Voss knew that Kenobi had recovered some of Ventress's clothing from the wreckage of the Banshee, but he was completely unprepared for what greeted him when he opened the lid. Asajj Ventress's face was tranquil. Her hair had been washed and combed. Her arms, their injuries repaired, had been folded over her midsection. They still bore the dark tracings of the Force lightning that had claimed her life, but the marks were oddly beautiful, spidery and graceful. Her body was clothed in the elegant black evening gown she had worn on that night when he...
I'm so sorry,
Voss said, knowing how inadequate the words were, but needing to say them anyway.
I'd give anything to go back. If I could, I'd...
A rueful, bitter chuckle escaped his lips.
Where do I begin? There's so much I should have told you. So much I should have...
His throat closed abruptly, and his words drifted into the deep silence of the cavern.
And now, it's too late. And I will never stop grieving that. But I'm on the path, Asajj. You bought my chance with blood. And I won't waste it. I swear I won't. Every day, every minute of my life, I'll live it. For me and for you. I'll fight because you can't. And I'll laugh. And I'll do everything I possibly can with everything I have in me to make things better. Because this galaxy has seen too much of darkness.
Voss gently stroked her cheek. Rest now, my love. I
brought you to Dathomir. Your sisters don't have to wait any longer. You told me you were reborn here, in this pool. I hope it's all right for me to return you to its waters.
He took a shaky breath. He had thought he would dread this moment, but he was surprised to feel more a sense of quiet peace than pain. This was the right thing to do, and he knew it, bone deep.
Slowly, reverently, he lifted his arms as if he were holding Ventress in them.
Her body rose into the air in response. Voss bore her in the force to the still, dark pool and gently lowered her. Slowly, the black water closed over her, accepting her into its embrace. Her face was the last of her to disappear. Pale and bearing an expression of serenity she had never known in life. He blinked. Was the water changing color?
Tendrils of mist began to rise, green and glowing.
Green, like the Dathomiri magics Ventress had spoken of. Green, like the water of life.
Voss caught his breath. Soft susurrations reached his ears, sounding almost like... Kenobi was beside him immediately, his lightsaber unlit but in his hand.
Voss, what's happening?
Slowly, incredulously, Voss understood. His heart ached with a bittersweet joy.
Listen, was all he said. Kenobi's eyes widened. He heard it too now. The whispers of women's voices.
The Force had reclaimed Dathomir's wayward child. And as Voss reached out in it to send the woman he loved a final farewell, he thought he could make out a single word.
Sister.
Asajj Ventress, at last, had come home.
A note from Katie Lucas, writer for the animated series The Clone Wars. Star Wars has always loomed large in my life. I simply don't remember a time without it. We began filming the prequels when I was 8 years old and wrapped when I was 15. I spent a few adolescent summers as a PA on the sets of the prequels, watching and learning. I remember my baby brother training for days with Nick Gillard to execute an elaborate stunt as a fearless young Padawan. When he shot his scene, most of the actors came to the set to cheer him on. Hayden and Nick were so proud of him. The cast and the crew became an extended family of sorts. That was what Star Wars was built on. The collaboration and support of an entire community of passionate, talented people. When I was 17, I was honored to have the opportunity to join that very community when I wrote my first ever episode of Clone Wars, Jedi Crash. The positive response of the fans drove me to consider pursuing screenwriting in a more serious way. My run as a writer on Clone Wars ended up lasting almost 10 years. During that time, I had the pleasure of writing for some of the show's most exciting, not to mention most morally bankrupt characters. Aurra Sing, Savage Opress, Darth Maul, and of course, my favorite, Asajj Ventress. I've always been drawn to resilient female characters, having grown up obsessively watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And Ventress was the punk warrior witch of my dreams. Her strength and vulnerability resonated profoundly with me. I was thrilled to be assigned the Dark Disciple episodes and had a hell of a time writing them. I was in the throes of a bad breakup, and writing for Ventress and Voss was incredibly cathartic for me. I was sad to see that Clone Wars was canceled before the episodes could air, but feel relieved that Ventress will finally be given her due with the publishing of this novel. At its core, Dark Disciple is a story of redemption. A story of how people can be unbelievably broken and yet find a way to rebuild despite the odds. All of us are given chances time and time again to transform our lives. and it is our responsibility to seize those opportunities before they disappear. Working with the incredible writers of Clone Wars and the incomparable Dave Filoni will always be one of the highlights of my career. Clone Wars gave me the tools to move forward on my own path, and most important, gifted me with the chance to serve the Star Wars universe for a brief time. For as long as I live, I will never forget the times when my dad and I would sneak into the back of a darkened movie theater just as John Williams' unforgettable theme trumpeted from the speakers, holding hands while the crowd roared, raising their lightsabers into the air as the Star Wars logo flashed across the screen. I've never seen my dad happier. May the Force always be with you. Katie Lucas.
This is Mark Thompson. We hope you've enjoyed this unabridged production of Star Wars, Dark Disciple, by Christy Golden. This program was directed by Kevin Thompson, executive producer Aaron Blank. Star Wars, Dark Disciple is a production of Lucasfilm Limited and registered or trademarked where indicated. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. Used under authorization. Music composed by John Williams. Music publishing by Warner Tamerlane Publishing Corporation and Bantha Music. Music master production copyright 2007, Lucasfilm Limited. This has been a Penguin Random House audio presentation. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.